Good morning and shalom. I want to invite us once more into our series of verse by verse interpretation of the scriptures. We have said that the Bible is the best tool to interpret the Bible. We have already said that once we trust God to study in a systematic way, one day you might read a portion of scripture and don't get the answer. But then, once you read the following portion, you get the answer of what you had read the previous day. And therefore, it's very important for us to study the Bible in a very systematic way, in a way that you trust God that the Bible interprets the Bible. Today, we are in John chapter number 18, and I want us to do verses 1 to 11. This is very important. It's very critical. Jesus here is introducing the disciples into what we call practical prayer. Practical prayer. You win. He was trying to win them into prayer so that they can pray for themselves. We have discovered that these 24 hours before the death of Jesus Christ at the cross were a very difficult time for the disciples. It was a long night for them. They were a worried group of people. They were a confused group of people. They were a people who felt that they were dissatisfied with what Jesus had promised. They had hoped that Jesus would be able to help them and remove them from the tyranny or from the slavery of Roman. And when they discovered that Jesus was talking about dying, they could not relate death and victory. In fact, in the mind of a Jew, death was a defeat. But you see, it was only through death that God had planned for victory. Because God had already told Adam that every soul that sins shall surely die. And so it was only through death that the soul will be liberated. And that's why over the years, God had initiated the slaughter or the death of an animal on behalf of a person, including the first instant when Adam sinned. And so that system of killing an animal on behalf of a person continued until God himself became a lamb of God. He became a lamb, so that he could die for the whole world. And so this was not very clear to them, and they were so worried. And so we discover that Jesus took time to encourage them, to ask them not to get worried, and he told them about the going. It was their benefit. But here, we discover that in chapter 17, Jesus literally prayed for the disciples. They were not praying. They were listening as he prayed for them. By then, they were en route from the upper room to Gethsemane. So he prayed for them on their way. It was at the middle of the night. I don't know whether they stood for him to pray for them, but they were walking at night and they were on their way, and he prayed for them. And he prayed for himself, chapter 17. He also prayed for the 11 disciples, because prayer is a resource. And then he prayed for those who would believe. Now, in chapter number 18, which I want us to look at, Jesus took the 11 disciples to the garden of Gethsemane. Look at what how it starts. When he had finished praying, that's John 18 and verses 1. When he had finished praying, Jesus left with his disciples and crossed Kidron Valley. On the other side, there was a garden, and he and his disciples went into it. Now, Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas came to the garden, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priest and the Pharisees. They came carrying torches, lantern, and weapons. Now, we are saying that in chapter 18 now, is that Jesus took the 11 disciples to Gethsemane for a prayer practical. He does not want to pray for them. He had already prayed for them. Now, he was to give them an opportunity to practice prayer for themselves so that they may be able to pray for themselves, so that they may not fall in temptation. Because Jesus said, pray that you may not fall in temptation. And when he went to pray and he came back and they had slept, he said, wake up. Can't you tarry for 1 hour? Pray that you may not fall into temptation. And so Jesus wanted them to practice prayer. And you see, the last thing that Jesus did to win these people is to pray for them, is to pray with them, is to pray alongside them. What a powerful prayer resource is. Pray for them, pray with them, because he went and he said, let's all pray, and he went a stone throw, and then he prayed alongside them. He came and he kept encouraging them. But in the middle of prayer, there was what we call an evil interruption. This was a night of what we call a night of vigil. Some people call it a night of kesha. It's a night of prayer. It's a night of watch, where they were supposed to keep watch, as Jesus had told them. We introduced what I call, you know, an evil interruption, where Judas came guiding those who were to interrupt a prayer meeting. I don't know whether you have been to a meeting of prayer and there is an interruption. Maybe the enemy comes in and the enemy surrounds you. But this is the only way, is one of the way to defeat them. And so Jesus was actually in the victory, because prayer is a victory part of it. And so we are told that this was a time of prayer, and it is it's good to realize that prayer is a resource, and corporate prayer is very important. Don't you worry about prayer interruptions. Maybe that's things that we learn. This self prayer. So Jesus wanted them to have to know what to do to keep praying for themselves. He wanted to introduce them into a time when they will continue to pray. And so here we are being introduced into maybe two types of prayer, which I want you to look at. The difference between intercessory prayer and the prayer for self. The prayer for self. Intercessory prayer and the prayer for self. Intercessory prayer is where you pray on behalf of another person. I think we have done that one in the previous day, where in chapter 17. But here is a prayer for self. And the prayer for self, they were supposed to pray so that they may not fall into temptation. They are supposed to pray before. So there's a prayer we can also invest into our lives. Yesterday we discovered that you can do an intercessory prayer for the people who are going through a problem. And we also said you can be able to pray for the future generation. But here today, we are learning on the way you can be able to pray for yourself, for the issues that you are going through right now. But number two, you can also be able to pray for your future life. You can be able to invest a prayer for yourself. You can be able, you can foresee that the path that you are passing through is a path that you can fall into. There's a lot, we are foreigners. Peter says that we are foreigners on the path that we are going through. The enemy keeps on putting up holes and things that can make us obstacles, that can stop us. But Jesus has always said, pray before you can fall. So prayer is a way that can help us not to fall into these ditches. So let's do a prayer and invest not only for others, we invest for ourselves. We will get to know that as we pray, there will always be an evil interruption. It's good to know that the devil is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let me say it again. The devil is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. He has the same methods. He does not have anything new. He has the same, he uses the same strategies. Jesus equally is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus does not change. He is forever holy. So we can tell how the devil will be able to do in every particular place. That's why we are introduced to just pray. We know what the devil will do. We know the questions that the enemy asks. We know the interruptions that he brings. We know the evil that he has planned. We know that he came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But once we pray before, we can be able to stop them. We can be able to confuse them. We can be able to confound them. And we can be able to invest for ourselves because of those evil interruptions. Unfortunately, Peter and the disciples did not pray. They went and slept. And Jesus said, won't you tarry for 1 hour? And indeed, because of not praying at that particular time, Peter found himself in a time of denying Jesus and becoming guilty, weeping bitterly, and feeling very unfortunate. Our Father and our God, help us just to pray for ourselves. Help us to pray for the things we are going through, and help us to pray for the things we shall go through. Help us to invest prayer for ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.